This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Hello, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, I'm speaking to him at his home right outside of Los Angeles, California, Hal Lindsey. And we were talking about the times that we're living in. And Daniel said that in the last days, there would be codes that would be deciphered right in the Bible. And you know how there's no way people could understand what these prophets were talking about. For instance, the revived Roman Empire, the one world government. There's no way people could understand about that. In Daniel, explain what he says about the revived Roman Empire.
Yes, in Daniel it talks about, actually it gives the pageantry of four great Gentile world powers that would succeed each other, one after the other. One would destroy the other. And, of course, the last one was Rome. But this fourth world empire, Rome, is carefully predicted as never being destroyed, actually, but simply disintegrating and then reviving in the times just before the return of Christ. And it says that they would be composed of 10 nations out of that old culture and people that would rise up and become a revived Roman Empire. Well, of course, the book of Revelation indicates that Rome will once again be the capital. Well, I started talking about this back in the 60s, and then when I wrote The Late Great Planet Earth in 1969, I said that Europe would become the United States of Europe again and the base of this new Roman Empire. And a cardinal from the Vatican pronounced me a false prophet for saying such things. But now I don't think anyone would dispute that Rome and Western European culture has revived into the United States of Europe. And I believe the foundation for the power that will lead the West is laid there. So that means the United States, which has been the supreme power of the West since at least World War II, somehow is going to have to fade from power. And I think maybe these new assaults of terrorists may be the cause.
You know, when the European Union started and their dollars, the euro dollar, it was worth less than the U.S. dollar. Now it's worth more than the U.S. dollar. It's amazing.
Rapidly changing all of that. And, all it's going to take is another really major strike from an outfit like Al-Qaeda to push us over the line economically. And if we fail economically, the rest of our power goes with it.
Well, you know, I was in Israel recently, and I'm not one of these people that hears audible voices. I wish I was, but I've heard God's audible voice three times in my life. And I heard his voice just recently in Israel, and it was something I wasn't expecting at all. And he said, economic judgment. And I felt like what he was saying was, this is the next thing that's going to happen in the United States of America. So I find it interesting that that's what's coming out of your mouth right now.
Well, this is what I've seen for some time, that economically we're going to be hit. And, you know, all it'll take is another real major strike, and I believe there will be one. And that's going to push us over the line because, you know, what happened September 11th, 2001, is still sending shockwaves through our economy.
In last month, some college student was able to put box cutters on an airplane without being detected. I mean, if he's figured out how to do it, how about these top intelligent agencies?
Oh, man. I don't believe that we've by any means stopped the threat of terrorism. But, there's so many ways that the world economy could be hit by these devoted Muslims. The Malaccan Straits, which flows underneath Singapore, is another place. Probably the hottest seedbed of terrorists in the world right now is in that area around Indonesia and Malaysia.
Yeah, now, at one time, I don't know how it is today, but at one time, they had some very, very wealthy people in that part of the world.
Oh, yes. Still do. And the problem is this. Terrorists could take a merchant ship, load it with nuclear waste, blow it up in the Malaccan Straits, and make it impassable. Well, a third of the world's commerce goes through that strait. And that would disrupt the world's economy.
My goodness, that sounds like the Book of Revelation to me.
It really does. And Osama bin Laden has made the cryptic prophecy that he will die in the belly of the eagle sometime in this year or the next. And it's not hard to figure out. They call the United States the eagle. And he has what has been described as the Al-Qaeda Navy, 17 merchant ships. And it would be very easy for Al-Qaeda to sail one of these ships into the harbor of some place like Seattle, New York, or San Francisco, and blow it up, have one of the containers filled with nuclear material, blow it up there, and it would kill literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And this could push us over the line economically. But those sort of things certainly are a possibility in the near future.
I want to go back to the revived Roman Empire. You made the statement that you thought the Antichrist would come out of that arena.
Yes, and the reason is because he definitely comes to Rome and uses that as his seat of power, and it would be virtually inconceivable that someone other than a European would be received by the Europeans as their leader. So, but Daniel chapter 9 actually seals that issue for me, because Daniel says that the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the temple. Now, that was a prophecy that was talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, which happened in 70 AD with the temple. And it says it would be done by the people of the prince who shall come. Well, the prince who shall come is the Antichrist. So if he is, if it was his people that destroyed the city and the temple in 70 AD, they were Romans. So that means the prince who shall come, the Antichrist, will be a Roman.
Now, I've heard some people say that he would have to be Jewish to be accepted by Israel. What do you think about that?
Well, I think certainly the second Antichrist will be Jewish, the one called the false prophet. But there is a possibility that the Prince of Rome would also be a Jewish. And it's interesting that there is a cardinal right now that is one of the top contenders to be the next pope.
Now, there's a number of prophecies written hundreds of years ago that kind of prophesied this next pope would be a very serious player in the end times.
Yes, and these are rather unusual kinds of prophecies.
Now, is that cardinal that you're thinking of, is he Jewish?
Yes, He is a cardinal who was actually his parents were sent to concentration camp and they were killed, and a French family hid him and adopted him, and so he was raised Catholic, but he is of Jewish parents. And I'm trying to think, it's Hunsinger, but he is Jewish and he is a cardinal, and he is one of the top cardinals in contention for the next pope.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see as the next event that's going to happen in Israel?
Well, it's difficult to say, but I think something very dramatic has to happen soon in order to give them a much greater economic base. I am watching very carefully a group called Zion Oil, because I have seen some of the geological findings that they have made, and the people who are drilling really understand some prophecies about the last days, and I believe that they may hit oil in Israel.
I don't know about the specific company that's going to do it, but I absolutely believe that they're going to hit oil, because Israel at some point has got to have a reason to be invaded.
Right.
Beyond just the Islamic reason.
Right. And Ezekiel 38 says that they would have great wealth. Well, about the only thing that would give them great wealth that I can see right now is that they would hit an enormous reservoir of oil. And that's possible.
But, you know, with all of the brain drain, so to speak, from Russia, all of these top Russian scientists and computer whizzes that have gone to Israel, I believe, and it's already starting, that Israel also will be the high-tech capital of the world, too.
Oh, I think they've already started that. If they hit oil, it will change the whole balance of power in the Middle East. And this will give them the kind of assets that would be necessary to truly develop the tremendous brain power they have there.
Now, back in 1991, Hal, you actually predicted that Islam would be the most dangerous system to world peace. How did you know that back in 91? It's easy to see today.
You know, it's another one of those things.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're out of time. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast, Mishpucha. But you really need this amazing teaching, 100 minutes on video called Evidence of the End Time by Hal Lindsey. You have never seen it put together so thorough by a man that's devoted his life to understanding the end times. It's available for a donation of $30 or more. This is something your whole family will want to watch. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Halitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.